biblical account of Noah's flood. The Bible says, "And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him." It's our very big challenge, and this is what some of the evolutionists say is not possible. Could Noah's ark really have saved all the animals on earth? And if they were on there, could it float? Basically, what you have is only two choices. Number one, the Bible speaks truly. The flood happened exactly as the Bible says, and the story is a fable, believable by children. We have a responsibility to search for the truth. A little girl here playing the story of Noah and the ark. What we see here is scientific or evolutionist doctrines have taught for many years that there's a great number of problems with the ark story. I mean, they come up with crazy stuff. Primitive men could not build an ark. Another thing, during the time period of the biblical ark, man only had primitive stone tools. I'm not believing any of this stuff, but this is the arguments that they put forth. All the animals would never fit on the ark. Animals did not get wiped out. No evidence for flood from geology or archaeology. Man, I don't know what they were smoking when they figured that one out. Couldn't be historical evidence. Man hadn't yet learned to write. Well, here's your option. The popular view of our ancient ancestors has been strongly used to influence evolutionary teachings. They portray early man as unintelligent, grunting beasts. However, the Bible reveals that man was created in the image of God and from the very beginning was highly intelligent, capable of remarkable achievements. But there are flood accounts. I want you to understand this. I didn't dig through my archive to do this, but there are flood accounts, written records, from not long after the flood. Actually, when you start researching it, there are 270-plus stories and historical records around the world which record early events which reflect the truth of the biblical record. One of these is tablet number 11, found in Babylon. I have an exact facsimile of this, of the Gilgamesh epic. It was written in cuneiform. It's a Babylonian Gilgamesh tablet 11. And it says, evil god Enlil sends a flood. He warns Noah, who builds a square or cubic boat, one 21-21-20. It has nine levels, carrying the guy, the family, the relatives, the crew, the craftsmen, the seed of all living creatures, and gold. That's one of them in this account, which, you know, it was later on. It was passed down that it only rained 6 days, but then they have a dove, a swallow, and then a raven was sent out. A sacrifice is given when landed, and the hungry gods quarrel over it, and Enlil finally blesses the guy and his wife. And then we can go to Mexico. Mexico has a very interesting flood account. First world lasted, they said, 1,716 days. It was destroyed by a flood that covered the highest mountains. A few men escaped in a a closed closet, a square box. Afterwards, they built a very high, it would be like a ziggurat, a great tower, like the Tower of Babel, as a safe place against future floods. Their language became confused, so different groups wandered to other parts of the world. Very interesting. I mean, the flood account's original, and as things get passed down, and then there's Chinese people here, and the Chinese people have different characters, the dirt, and then they have a name for Seth, and biblical Lamech, and Noah, and Ham, and Japheth, and then there's a Vanuatu flood account as well. And there's another one telling what the ark looks like there. There's another one tells what the ark is like there. Another one that we already looked at, the ark was like a cube. And then, of course, there's the biblical account. The questions are quite clear. Which ark would have survived the flood? And it would have been the biblical one. Questions about the ark. Could you really fit all the animals in the ark? Were dinosaurs on the ark? How did eight people do the work? Could they fit a year's supply of food and water in the ark? What about manure? What did meat-eating animals eat? Questions. Well, we already did that. Answers in Genesis. We read this in Genesis, and God said unto Noah, that the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Verse 15, and this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth shall be 50 cubits, and the height shall be 30 cubits, and windows thou shalt make in the ark. How many of you ever been to the Ark Encounter? That's amazing. Right there is the Ark. Ark Encounter, situated in Williamstown, Kentucky. Was Noah's Ark the biggest ship ever? Well, no, it wasn't. It's depending which cubit you use. They use a 20-inch cubit, so the Ark would have been about 510 feet long. You can see what the size of the Titanic is there. You can see what size the Santa Maria is there. And you can see what the Queen Mary is there. It was a good size ship, to be sure. And the Wyoming, one of the largest wooden ships, is there as well. Noah's Ark, the story of Noah's Ark is told in the book of Genesis. It says God saw how the earth had corrupted itself, and so he made an ark, and this one is 450 feet by 75 feet. And that all depends on what size your cubit is. A cubit is from here to here. The ark there at Ken Ham's place is a 20-inch cubit. A lot use an 18-inch cubit for that, but both cubits, there was a Babylonian cubit and there was another cubit that was there. So, at any rate, critics of the biblical flood story affirm that a number of the species could never fit on the ark. Now, they also assume that the Bible account speaks of fully grown animals. That's not true. The Ark account doesn't speak of fully grown animals. Now watch this. This is a little bit tricky, but here's the difference between the evolutionists and the biblical creationists. How many different species in the world? There's 5,400 mammals, 10,020 birds, reptiles and amphibians, 14,000 fish, turricates, 1,700 endocrines, are 4,070 arthropods, 815,000 mollusks, 88,000 worms, 25,000. You can see the things there. That's 125 million. But here's the deal. We didn't have to have fish on the ark. You didn't have to have these truncates on the ark. You didn't have to have the sand dollars and things like that that are in the ocean on the ark. You didn't have to have the arthropods on the ark. You didn't have to have the mollusks on the ark. You didn't have to have the worms on the ark. You didn't have to have the sponges on the ark or on the, and I can't pronounce that word. There's the sponge, and you didn't have to have the protozoans on the ark. So what that leaves is 6,600 species, but here's the deal. They didn't say species. They're building a straw man. Because what the Bible says, were 29,000 species on the ark? The answer is no. The Bible does not say there were 29,000 species on the ark. Not at all. The Bible says kinds. Kinds. Were all the animals on the ark fully grown? The Bible does not say so. There's a lot of difference between a full-grown elephant and a baby elephant. The Bible says, kinds, not species. Are fowls after their kind and cattle after their kind and every creeping thing on the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep thee alive, Genesis 6:7, and you'll also remember sevens of clean animals. But here's the difference. Kind, all right? You've got family, genus, species. Genus and species. You got a family, kind. You got fox, wolf, coyote, dogs, your dog. You see, you got all the difference. And they wouldn't all have to be in there because those are species. It's just two dogs. Two dogs. They're breeding dogs so that there's new breeds of dog yet today. There's a lot of, some of you have seen the Malamutes. So you got part wolf in them. A kind is taken to be the genus level, and then the ark needed to carry 2,300 birds, 3,700 mammals, reptiles, 1,000, and a total 787. The ark, the current estimate is that there were fewer, listen to this, there were fewer than 1,400 known living and extinct kinds back then. Approximately 6,744 animals were on board. How could there be enough space? Well, there is train cars. How many stock cars would they need to fit all the animals? The ark's floor space was equal to 270 stock cars. Okay? It would only take under 100 to carry those 1,700. And were dinosaurs on the ark? The Bible says, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. So, you got two smaller dinosaurs. Noah and his family. The Ark encounter depicts Noah's family. Shem, Ham, and Japheth, different colors. Shem, the olive skin. Ham, the dark skin. And Japheth, the light skin. These are big questions about the Ark. Could you really fit all the animals in the Ark? The answer is yes. After their kind, not species. Were dinosaurs on the Ark? Yes. It is important to believe the story. Is it important to believe the story of Noah as God tells it? And I'm going to tell you, definitely. Definitely it is. So, why is the flood so important? Well, because it shows that God judges sin and also provides salvation for His people. The passage of Scripture in Luke chapter 17, 26, it says, "And it was in the day of Noah," that's the spelling in the New Testament, "so shall it be as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat and drink, they married wives and were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed all of them." And then you have 2 Peter 2, verse 4, 5, and 9. "For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished." Thank God for the cross. Praise God for the cross. Truth is like a canon. The flood covered the entire earth and left a great many evidences. Now the thing is, there's a biblical interpretation of the evidence, and then there's the evolutionary that leaves God out interpretation of the evidence. Millions of fine layers, this is the old earth theory, layers 2 miles thick, fossils, millions of years, advancing, receding seas, simple fossils at the bottom, a geologic scale, the ice age. I'm just telling you, the flood explains it better than that. You know, they say that it took millions and millions of years for those layers to form. I'm telling you, that's a lie. That's a lie. This is the formation after the Mount St. Helens explosion. They say that it takes hundreds of years for each of these layers to form. Well, and here's the person giving you this here. Stratified layers up to 400 feet thick formed as a result of landslide and the result of the chiroplastic flow in the mud flows during the volcanic eruption at Mount St. Helens. And so, remember, this is the person down here. We have May 18th. This layer here, that's the May 18th layer. This is the June 12th layer, the same year. This is the March 19th, 1982 layer right here. You can see all those stratified layers, and they happened in quick succession. And when the lake gave way as a result of all of the hot magma and all the ash flowing into the lake, look at this. It carved this way up here, people down here. Look at these layers. It carved through these layers. They tell you it took Grand Canyon millions and millions of years to carve through that. You know what? It took 3 days to carve through that. Zing! And it was gone. You might look at this. They tell you, oh, this is the Badlands, by the way. Look at all the layering. Interesting, interesting, interesting. I'm telling you that when the floodwaters receded rapidly, that the Badlands were formed. And you can see the layers just like at Mount St. Helens. And there, this is Glacier National Park. This is my own picture here. Look at the striation all the way up here. Oh, millions and millions. No, no. When the flood covered the earth, And when it ran off rapidly, look what happened at Mount St. Helens. Mount St. Helens shot the evolutionists in the head. They're trying to ignore that as best as they can. Yellowstone National Park. You know what all this is? Volcanic ash, volcanic ash, volcanic ash. It didn't take millions and millions of years to form. By the way, dinosaurs and men, just for proof, dinosaurs and men existed together. This is the dinosaur print that you can see right here in soft mud. This is a man's footprint on top of the dinosaur footprint. It was found in Texas. When Mary found this soft tissue in this, she's a paleontologist, not a biblical evolutionist, in 2005, it really upset people when some of the dinosaurs are 65 million years old. She got looking, and here is soft tissue, and look what we see when it's blown up. There's blood vessels! It wouldn't survive 65 million years, and the evolutionists are doing all kinds of gyrations because the only other option is the young earth theory, and they're not going to accept the young earth theory. Not at all. And I'm going to be done rather quickly, Mark, for tonight on purpose. And so you can see that all I'm saying is that there is support for young earth theory and Mount Everest. Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world, 29,029 feet. And in the Himalayas, this is one of the fish fossils that was found way up high in the Himalayas. And there are people who have brought back rocks from the top of Mount Everest, and they have sea lilies at the top of Mount Everest. Oh, how does that work? Well, there was a global flood, and it covered even the highest mountains, even Mount Everest. And guess what? It isn't like they have all of the geologic columns. There's trilobites there, which they say are the earliest, and then there are these fossil sea lilies on Mount Everest, and then in the Himalayas you have, like I have back on the table, the bluegill fish right there, which proves biblical creationism. When was the biblical flood? Creation took place right around 404 BC. Dating the Great Flood, it happened right around 2400 BC or 2400 BC. I am a believer in what God said. I believe that the earth is about 6,000 years old, and about 25 BC, there was a great flood that covered the whole earth, and there is evidence to prove the biblical beliefs that we believe and teach here at First Baptist. If you join First Baptist Church, you have to sign that you agree with a literal 24-hour creation in 6 days. If you want a good book on it, there's a good book on how the ark would have been adequate. It's by John Wood Marapple, and it says Noah's Ark, a feasible study. But anyway, that's as far as I'm...